Previously on Mom.
I got a job.
For Buddy?
Even better.
They're paying you in keys?
No, I'm managing an apartment building. They're paying me with a free apartment. We have a home.
Oh, Mom! That's incredible!
I know! Wait.
Do you know how to manage an apartment building?
I do not. You know, I'm thinking somewhere down the road we buy a nice fold-out couch for the living room. You'll be a lot more comfortable.
Wait, what? I thought you were sleeping on the couch.
Oh, you're adorable. I found the apartment, I get the master.
Yeah, but...
I saved us.
I know, it's
after
just...
After you put us out on the street.
Yeah, but I...
But what?
But I don't want to sleep on the couch.
You want to swap with Roscoe?
No, that's a closet.
Well, I don't know what choice we have. We certainly can't sleep in the same bed together.
Why not? I'm tiny.
What happens when one of us has a gentleman caller?
Well, Blanche Dubois, one of us can sleep on the couch then.
I guess that can work. We will need some kind of signal.
You mean like a sock on the door?
Yeah, but classier.
A sock wearing a top hat?
How about this beer cozy?
Yeah, I guess that'll work.
Yeah, it's like it's having sex with the doorknob. Morning.
What you doing?
I'm trying to figure out how to fix a coin-operated washing machine on YouTube.
Any luck?
No, but look, a monkey playing harmonica.
Oh, a mackerel. He's actually playing the blues.
He's obviously known sadness.
I'll get it.
Who hurt you, little monkey?
Hey, nice place.
Thanks. Look at you all cleaned up. Court date?
There's no court on Saturday. You know that.
Come on in. So, what's with the new haircut and big boy clothes?
Well, Candace bought me this stuff.
Very nice. What's a Candace?
She's a girl I'm living with.
You're living with somebody? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, you were kind of homeless for a while, and I didn't want you to think I was showing off.
That's amazing. Good for you.
Gets better. She got me this sweet gig selling cars at her dad's dealership.
Hang on. You have a legitimate job?
Yeah. The cars are easy to sell, too, because they're from Korea, which I'm sure you know is the new Japan.
What about your pot business?
Well... Candace decided I didn't want to do that anymore. But it's cool, because I love selling cars. They're even talking about sending me to Seoul for a management program.
Seoul?
Yeah, I think it's in Korea. Oh, check this out. Kimchi.
What's it mean?
Pickled cabbage. I'm told it comes up more often than you'd think.
Hey, Dad. Want to see my new room?
No, you can show him later. You guys get out of here. Go have fun.
Okay.
Baxter, wait. This woman, Candace, if she's gonna be around Roscoe, I think I should meet her.
Of course. I'll set it up. In the meantime, this is a brochure for our new hatchback. It's perfect for hauling kids, hauling groceries, and hauling ass.
Thanks. But my ass can't afford it.
Come on. Zero down, no payments for 12 months.
Kind of like you and child support.
Okay, bye.
What happened to him?
Apparently, he has a new girlfriend, a new home, and a new job.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm happy for him.
You don't sound happy.
Well, I am!
Tell me again how you finagled your way into this job.
There was no finagling, just a straight-out lie.
So you told him you were a handyman?
Told him I was an aircraft mechanic. This was a step down for First Lieutenant Plunkett.
Do you remember when we were broken your conduit into teaching at that Catholic high school?
Oh, yeah. All I needed was a Halloween costume and a willingness to hit kids with a ruler.
So what's the plan? You're gonna call me every time something breaks?
Pretty much.
Hand me the Phillips. And what do I get out of this deal?
You get to help your daughter and grandchildren keep a roof over their heads.
Yeah, what else you got?
What'd you have in mind?
Don't play coy. I know you're staring at my ass crack.
That's because it's a lot hairier than I remember it. You know?
Turn on the machine. Let's see what we got.
Hey, you fixed it.
Yeah, these hands are good at making old things come to life.
You want to try that again?
Very much so. You look beautiful.
Better.
Nice.
Sorry.
Sorry.
No, no, keep going. I'm an old man without cable TV.
That's okay.
You the new super?
Actually, I am.
Really? You're very attractive.
Thank you. You see, that's how you make a lady feel special.
So, is this a serious thing between you two?
Well, we're working on it.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to legs.
I'll see you around.
Oh, Jack Baumgartner, 1F. You have the key.
Hey, I'm right here.
For now.
Enjoy your meal. Good evening. Welcome to the Oh, hell no.
You said you wanted to meet my new girlfriend? Ta-da. Christy? Candace? Christy?
Is this awkward? Because we could move to another table. No. This is fine. Nice to meet you. Oh, same here. You know, Baxter's told me all about how you've turned your life around. Good for you.
I think you guys are gonna be best friends.
We're certainly off to a great start. Hey, how's it going?
Candace bought me new clothes.
Yeah, I noticed.
No one's owned them before. I'm the first person to wear them.
Don't get used to it.
Christy, I hear you just moved into a new apartment.
Yeah, we're really excited about it.
I live in the closet.
Why don't we get you some bread?
Excuse me, miss.
Not now!
Yeah, baby. Spank that tushy. What?
Sorry to bother you. I needed to talk to somebody.
Come on.
Thanks. So, I was just with my ex and... Oh, whoa, what the hell are you watching?
Man-on-man porn. So what about your ex?
He was helping me fix a washing machine and we started making out and... I'm sorry, this does it for you?
I like the sausage party. Go on.
So we hadn't seen each other in a few years, and after his heart attack, we kind of reconciled, and old feelings started up, and can you just turn this off? There's too many balls.
It's actually the name of this one.
Anyway, long story short, we almost had sex this afternoon. It didn't happen, but he's coming over later, and we both know why, and it's kind of messing me up.
Oh, you still have feelings for him?
Of course I do. I don't know. It's complicated. Where are the cats?
I put them in the bedroom. I don't like them to see this side of me.
I'm not crazy about seeing it either.
Okay, look, do you want a relationship with this man?
Yeah, I guess. I'm just afraid of getting hurt again.
Well, that's understandable. So have you considered not having sex with him until you see where this is going?
Is that a real thing?
Yes, it's a real thing.
It doesn't sound right.
Bonnie, your whole life, you met a guy, you liked a guy, you sleep with a guy.
I didn't always like him.
Okay, a good definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
But what if I do the same thing just one more time, you know, just in case it's different? Okay, fine. So what do I do with the, you know, urges?
I thought maybe you bailed on me.
No, I just had to visit a sick friend.
Oh, no. What's wrong with her?
Well, she has cancer, but that's not really the problem. Come on in.
Everybody's out and about?
Yep. Just you and me.
Great. Oh, got us some non-alcoholic sparkling cider in case you want to, I don't know, get bloated.
Why don't we open this later?
Yeah.
So. Here we are.
Yes.
I'm a little nervous.
Me too.
It's weird, because it's not like any part of me is a virgin. Friend of mine thinks I shouldn't hop in the sack with you.
What do you think?
I think I should get a new friend.
Oh, yeah, wash him. He's dirty. I slip in the shower. No one comes over. What?
Sorry. I know it's late. I just had a really rough night, and I needed to talk to you.
Come on in.
You will not believe it, but my ex brings Roscoe and his new girlfriend over to the restaurant, and I have to serve... Holy crap. Look at the size of that thing.
Yeah, it's big. So your ex comes into the restaurant and?
And he's dating this Candace woman who's got a lot of money. She's cleaned him up, got him a good job.
So what's the problem?
I'm trying so hard. I quit drinking. I'm going to meetings. Where's my Candace?
You want a woman with money to take care of you?
No. I mean, I'm flexible.
You want my advice? Get over it. If he's doing better, it's good for your son. It's good for you. It's good for everybody.
Wait, but you haven't even heard the worst of it. When they left the restaurant, his girlfriend hugs me and leaves me a huge tip.
That cow.
Right?
Listen, I told you what to do. You do it, don't do it, just get out.
Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. Where are the cats?
They died. Now get out.
Just thinking, the last time we were together like this, I had an afro and mutton chop sideburns.
And yet I still slept with you.
I missed this.
Me too.
35 years go by and it's like nothing's changed.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. It means I'm glad we're still the same people.
Hang on. I am capable of changing, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's not like I'm doomed to make the same stupid mistakes over and over again.
Nobody's saying that. Let's keep kissing.
Hey, give me a sec.
What's going on?
I don't know. Alan, I'm sorry, I can't do this.
Why? What's wrong?
I want a real relationship.
So do I.
Well, if that's ever going to happen for us, we need to get to know each other again. Take it slow.
I'm 56 years old. It was going to be slow no matter what we did.
Be serious.
Of course we can take it slow.
Thank you.
No problem. So now what?
Well, I don't know. I've never not done this before.
Can we still make out and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're really asking, and the answer is no.
No, Baxter. He cannot spend the night with you and Candace. I don't need a reason. I'm his mother. Bring him home now. Look at me being a bitch. Ew. Ew.
Nothing happened.
Dad, I'm a grown woman. I know a sex beer cozy when I see one.
Yeah, you'd think. But honestly, nothing happened. Your mother's a classy broad.
Since when?
About an hour ago.
Is he gone?
Yeah. What happened?
Nothing. I took Marjorie's advice, did things differently, and I feel terrific.
You know she watches gay porn.
I know. I watched it with her. I think she's onto something.
Yeah, well, I'm happy she helped you, but she was of no use to me.
What did she tell you?
I don't even want to repeat it. It's just that ridiculous.
Try me.
She thinks I should be more supportive of my ex-husband.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
You're not capable of being supportive. You're a petty and vindictive woman.
I am not petty and vindictive. I just can't stand it when good things happen to people I used to love.
You know the definition of insanity?
Yes, I know the definition of insanity. I live with you!
Christine, eventually you're going to do the right thing.
I disagree. I choose the dark side.
Come here.
It's not fair.
I know.
I spent all those years trying to mold that pot out of a lump of clay, and now Candace gets the reward.
Sweetie, look at me. Lest we forget, the reward is Baxter.
Mom, if you love me, let me hate.
Candace has a pool.
Well, don't you pee in it. Unless you have to.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Candace.
I'm so glad you changed your mind about Roscoe spending time with us.
Yeah, well, it works out for everybody. He gets to be with his dad, and I get a little me time.
Hey, you made it.
Can we go swimming?
The pool is heated and the spa's all toasty.
Go put your suit on.
Okay, sweetie. Love you. Bye. Ah, he waved. You didn't see it.
Okay, see you later.
Bye. Wait. I need to apologize to you guys. I shouldn't have kept Roscoe from staying here. You seem very nice, and I'm happy you found each other.
Well, credit where it's due. None of this happens if you hadn't thrown me away.
You know what they say. One person's trash is another person's car salesman.
Don't worry. I'm going to take great care of your son while he's with us.
I know. Thanks.
Candace fixed up the guest room. He's got his own TV, video games.
Ooh, and a closet that he can use as a closet.
That's a good one. Okay, I'll see you in a couple days.
Bye.
I think I owe you another apology.